Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. My name is Marcus Megalokonomos. New South Wales and the federal governments are launching a home quarantine trial in Greater Sydney next month as the state transitions towards opening up international borders. The trial is to be operated and monitored by the state's health authorities and police. It will trial a 7-day home quarantine program for around 175 people who have had both doses of a COVID-19 vaccine approved by Australia. The isolation period will be reduced from 14 days to 7 days.
They'll be able to consider having a home quarantine setting rather than having to be in a hotel, similar to the hotel behind us now, which has had thousands of people come through it in the hotel quarantine system. I'm sure Minister Ayres would much rather those hotels were returned to tourists rather than returning Australians.
Bear in mind, we're talking about 125 people here. It's going to be conducted over 4 weeks. We're talking about 30 people a week. We want to make sure that we get that spread across, like I said, different types of accommodations, different types of age groups, different types of conditions, because we want to be able to learn what the hotel quarantine system needs to transition to when we've got home-based quarantine.
It comes as the state recorded 1,284 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 and another 12 deaths linked to coronavirus. National Cabinet is meeting today, and leaders are discussing the national plan to transition out of COVID-19 restrictions and the vaccine rollout. Leaders will also hear updates of the virus modelling from researchers at the Doherty Institute. Victoria has recorded 510 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 and one death. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has confirmed the state has reached its first vaccination target, with 70.25% of Victorians aged 16 now vaccinated with at least one dose. Overseas, and the United States is trying to appease French government anger over the nuclear security deal with Britain and Australia. The three countries announced they would establish a security partnership for the region that will help Australia acquire nuclear-powered submarines and scrap the $55 billion French-designed submarine deal. The White House spokeswoman, Jen Psaki, says there was no intent to sideline other allies.
As the leaders made clear, we believe this new initiative is especially important given the changing strategic environment in the region. We will continue to work with our allies and partners, including in Europe, to maintain a free and open Indo-Pacific, and we're looking forward to our continued cooperation in this critical region.
China has criticized the security pact, describing it as irresponsible and intensifying the arms race in the region.
I think the trade and prosperity of the region, it's probably what Australia people want. If the government of Australia pursue a gunpowder policy or nuclear submarine, I'm sure that kind of government will be voted out of the office.
We're just doing what we need to do to keep Australians safe and protect our national interests. I mean, China do the same thing. They have massive investments in their military capabilities, including in this area, and Australia doesn't raise issues around that.
The head of the United Nations says the world is at a crisis point on climate action. Antonio Guterres says governments are far from meeting the goals of the Paris Agreement.
What needs to happen is that we have to start acting during this decade already. So we cannot wait for several decades to act, otherwise we will lose the chance to reach to this Paris 1.5 to 2 degrees.
Liverpool Football Club has announced a new environmental project to recycle used plastic bottles at their stadium, Anfield. Liverpool says it hopes to improve its fans' environmental behaviours and attitudes towards sustainability and plastic pollution. Liverpool star Thiago Alcantara says the Goals for Change program means a lot to the players and the Liverpool community.
It's so important that we players and the Liverpool Football Club, we can make the small changes to make the people conscious about that small changes can change the whole world. So we are able to be a loudspeaker for our community, so we are doing it.
The Canterbury-Bankstown Bulldogs has opened Sydney's first drive-through vaccination hub at Belmore Sports Ground with the help of a newly formed partnership with local communities. The rugby league club hope to boost vaccination rates by providing a safe and easy drive-through vaccination process at the stadium starting today. The simple process involves local residents from the Canterbury-Bankstown local government area being able to book a vaccination time, drive to Belmore Sports Ground to have their vaccination shot, and then drive out. Thanks for joining us for SBS News in Easy English.